And the people we're mad at, they probably done forgot about what they done to you. They done asked God for forgiveness, but we still mad. We angry at him. But God done, he's not like that. It's for a moment. But his grace abides forever. His grace, you ought to thank God for his grace. His grace abides forever. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. David said, this as a testimony, personal, for his own life. He had a testimony of his own life. There were many tearful nights he had to go through, followed by some joyful moment. And in this life, we're going to go through some heartaches and some pain. But through the heartaches and pain, there ought to be some joyful times. You ought to move from weeping to shouting. Amen? You ought to understand that he said he has some joyful moment, huh? One might think that it's bad news because people don't usually weep over good news. But also the scripture share with us. The scripture say weeping may endure for a night. Huh? It did not say that it will definitely endure. He said may. He didn't say definitely endure, huh? For a night, huh? There is a chance that it might not happen. May not happen. It may not happen at all. Your weeping doesn't have to last all night. No, it don't. It don't have to last all night. It may or may not depend on our response to God's anger and his favor. The question is, how long is a night? Some would say that a night make up 24 hours, period. But God isn't governed by time, according to 2 Peter 3:8. Look what he said. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years are like a day. So how long is a night that you might have to endure the weeping? Your night depends on you. How you handle your night depend on how it will be. It may be less than 12 hours. It may be longer than 12 hours. Unless your attitude about it is right, it could last for a week, month, or even years. In other words, the night could be 3 minutes, 3 days, 3 months, or even 3 years. The longer our night depends on how we allow our face to be turned away from God. You see, when you turn away from God, you're going to weep all time. But when you're in the hand of the Lord, you're going to look at weeping and say, I don't have to weep. I can shout my trouble away. You understand? Weeping may or may not last all night. It all depends on your faith in the Lord. It all depends on your faith. The Lord knows you've been hurt. When it rains, it pours. And what people say? Child, when it rains, it pours. Child, if it ain't one thing, it's another. I just don't know. Every time I pick my head up, I got to drop it down again. Can I tell you? Pick your head up. Keep your head up. Pick your head up. Look to the hill from which cometh your help. Your help come from the Lord. If you're in the water, don't put your head down. You're going to drown. Try to keep your head up. Because the Lord knows what you're going through. Huh? He knows what you're going through, huh? You lost loved one. You're not the only one. Everybody gonna go through it. Sorrow will not have the last word in your life. You hear what I'm saying? Sickness will not have the last word in your life. Disease will not have the last word in your life. Jesus always had the last word in your life. Salvation have the last word in your life. Hope have the last word in your life. Remember, you can bypass weeping and go straight to praising God. You can bypass it and go straight to praising God. Because David let us know, my brother and sister, because let me tell you, some people like to weep. Some people like to have a pity party and what they're going through. Some people want some people to know that they're going through something. How you doing? Well, not too good. How you feel today, my sister, brother? Well, not too good. You know, it just, I don't, you know, I'm just going through. I just can't get over it. And you wonder why some people don't want to stick around us. Because we cry so much. We never say Jesus is able to see you through. We never say the Lord brought me through. We never say that God is able to pick you up. You know, we would sit there, we want to cry, we want to weep, but we don't put it in the hand of the Lord. Let me tell you something, but you never know what somebody's going through until you talk to them. I talked to a lady, one of my kinfolks one time, and I didn't know. And we were talking about the Lord, and she called me. And she said, you know, Pastor, I have stage 4 cancer. I said, what? She said, yes. I lost my hair, and I didn't mind. But God healed me. And the devil almost made me believe that I wasn't worthy to be healed. But she said, I kept the faith. I kept praying. And I heard a message you said, don't let the devil win. Keep your head up. And I kept my head up. And she said, right now, it's been 10 years, I've been cancer free. She left from weeping to shouting. And I said, my God, I never knew. She said, I know a lot of people didn't know, but only the Lord knows. Sometimes you ain't got to tell everybody what you're going through, but tell it to the Lord. Won't you give it to Jesus? Jesus is the only one can work it out for you. He can do it. He can do it. Weeping don't have the last word. You got the last word. It all depends on you. All depends on you. And sometime, I'm going to share this with you. Sometime, even when loved one die, if you're not grounded, rooted in the word of God, that's when the devil will come in there and steal your joy. You bury a loved one, and all of a sudden, you know, you stop coming to church. The devil make you believe that God don't love you. But that's the time you ought to come, because yes, he do love you. You ought to prove to the devil, I'm going to go show the devil that he didn't steal my joy. I'm going to show to him, great is he that's in me, that he that's in the world. I'm going to show up because I need strength. I need to hear a word from the Lord. Funerals are very strange. Funerals are very strange. Don't take this lightly, but funerals are very strange. We go to funerals, we come to funerals, and we cry. There's nothing wrong with that. Loved one gone, we cry, we shout, we cry. Sometimes they got to pull us out. Sometimes, you know, they got to drag us out. Go to the grave, we cry, we shout. And we got all that down pat. But then, when we go to the repast, is all over. You crying to the funeral. You passing out to the funeral. Get to the grave, you're passing out. But when you go to the repast, you start partying, start drinking, start smoking, and we forget about the funeral. We got that messed up. Don't get mad, I'm just telling you the truth. And I think if we don't have no money, don't get mad, I'm just telling you the truth. Not everybody do that, but some people, you know. I buried my sister, you know, I had to bury her, you know, and I had to bury her. She had no money. And somebody asked me, you got a repass? You better go to your house. Go to your house and eat. I had to bury her, and you think I'm going to have a repass? You better repass yourself out of here. I'm going through something. I spent some money. God bless me. I spent some money. But you think I'm going to go feed you after she didn't have me? I had to put my money. God bless me to do it. And you going to ask for a repass? No. It's a dirty job, but somebody got to do it. Now, a repass can be good because you're thanking folks who have come to celebrate with you. But some people let it get out of hand. I've had funerals here, and I'm about to close. I've had funerals here. When I got to the cemetery, some of the little rascals smelled nothing but the weed, the dope. I got ready to do that. I had to put a handkerchief on my nose. I had to tell some of y'all, back up. It's sad. Weeping may do for night, but joy comes in the morning. What you've been through, it don't last always. He said, but joy cometh in the morning. No matter how long the dark hour has been, your time of joy will be restored. After we face our sorrow, David said, and struggle, there will be a time of joy. That's for the believers. You see, the non-believers don't understand this. It's only the believers. You have to be in the Word of God for you to understand this. If you're not in the Word of God, you would get mad at me. You get mad at everybody else. But when you're in the Word of God, you only understand this. Huh? A time of joy. You will see the light at the end of the tunnel. When we are in the midst of trials, the midst of trials, but if we hold on, hope is on the way. Better days are ahead. Better days are ahead. No more crying. Better days are ahead. No matter how dark our night may be, joy always comes in the morning. Joy gonna come in the morning. The night gonna have to come, but joy going to come in the morning. Let me share something with you. Weeping may endure for a night. When weeping show up, whatever time at your house, welcome weeping. It's come on in weeping with your bag, but don't unpack your bag. Because you can't sit here all night. Because joy going to come in the morning. If I let you unpack your bag, that means you're going to stay all night. But if you don't unpack your bag, that means you got to leave. And joy going to come in the morning.
You've been listening to the Starlight Baptist Church with host pastor Reverend Van Jones. Our church is located at 3538 Highway 1 in Marksville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And our regular service begins at 11 a.m. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, our phone number is 318-253-4187. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.